right now. Let's snap to it and travel through some of those Texas topics. And as the ice starts to subside, any of the snow starts to melt, there are folks that are reporting little black critters emerging from the snow and the ice.
What?
This is new to me, too, but did some checking into it, and yeah, it's around the area. They are known as snow fleas. Snow fleas. Yeah. But here's the lowdown if you see these little black specks start to move out of the thawing ice around you. Snow fleas are tiny insects known as springtails.
Springtails? So
that sounds much better, doesn't it, than snow fleas?
You should adopt a few.
They look concerning, but they are reportedly not dangerous. This is from the fine friends at Orca.
Okay.
They're not dangerous. They do not bite. Snow fleas do not sting or spread disease. They are harmless to both people and pets, and they don't infest homes like true fleas. When they do show up, it's usually just temporary and, well, because of this. They also will show up after wet weather, stuff like that. But as the temperatures warm up, they typically disappear on their own.
So we don't panic.
They say, though, it could mean that you have a larger pest problem in your home.
Oh, great.
So there you go. There you are. Next thing to worry about after freezing fog, snow fleas. Yeah, your nightmare fuel of the day brought to you by us.
Illegal annexation.
No.
Yeah, that's the claim by the city of Fort Worth and the city of Aledo. Both of them had filed suit against Willow Park after the city attempted to extend the eastern border of their jurisdiction. Now, this was back in November of 2024. Now, if you're familiar with the area, Willow Park City Council decided that the intersection of New Energy Drive and East Bankhead was not enough. So they just moved it on over and said, hey, we're going to go to 1187.
They're going to keep going.
I mean, was it just for fun? Did they just want new friends? Probably not. That's over 300 acres, which was formerly called Dean Ranch, which will now be a mixed-use development worth $500 million, undoubtedly coming with a lot of tax income.
So much annexing.
I know. So much
out there.
Yeah, so what? I'm glad we have Maddie on because she's going to break this down.
I don't think we're going to bring
us. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, tell us about how y'all are suing your
so
neighboring
much
city.
Annexation. What?
Okay. Well, that's the wrong show for that. I apologize on that. Hey, we've slightly been tracking along the way, and by goodness, next month they should arrive finally at their destination. Those traveling started in Fort Worth Buddhist monks that are walking the 2,300 miles from Fort Worth, Texas, all the way to Washington, D.C. It's their, quote, walk for peace. They started back in October, and they should arrive in D.C. next month. They have had several hiccups along the way. There were some traffic problems. A couple of them got injured. But they forge on, and even through Winter Storm Fern. And they were going through some of the really tough stuff out there in western North Carolina and whatnot. Yeah, they shared videos, them walking through the snow, and they're doing great.
So is this like the stereotypical where you see them, you know, barefoot in a toga?
Well, because it got cold, one monk started growing a mullet, and they switched their flannel robes to snuggies. So, right there.
A plus.
But just remember that inner peace and inner warmth comes from within. You're welcome.
Congratulations to Robert Earl King, who's doing big things and was just named the Texan of the Year by the Texas Legislative Conference.
Yeah.
He'll be given the honor in March in New Braunfels, primarily because of his prompt response to the tragic flooding that took place last Independence Day weekend, raising millions in help. Says he had never imagined receiving this honor. Past honorees include a lot of Georges, George Strait, both George Bushes, and Lady Bird Johnson.
Well, there you go. Robert King.
Keeping it country.
That front porch.
Tell you what.
At Texas A&M to Texan of the Year. Well done, buddy. We need to build a statue of that man somewhere. Well, with Valentine's Day rapidly approaching, you may be in the right spot, according to a new study based on marriage rates, divorce rates, overall happiness, TV love show winners. Okay. in search terms. They decided the top 10 luckiest states for love. Your top five, though, is Virginia, Minnesota at four. That might have taken a hit in the recent weeks. Yeah. Mm. But we come in Texas at number three.
Number three.
Luckiest state for love. Only bested by New Jersey. And that's not love, by the way, if you got to pay for it. And Utah, which, insert your own joke
there. Okay, that's enough.
Insert your own joke there. But they may be onto something, too, because Dallas now ranks number six nationwide for the best winter wedding destinations. Yeah. Whew. Top five cities include Chicago, New York City, Atlanta, Charleston. All of the warm climates is what got in this. So Dallas, number six. They don't say Fort Worth Stockyards. But I got to think from the end of last year, we pumped that up there. And on that note, they just announced their engagement on the air yesterday out of San Antonio news station, KENS. That is, it's Ken 5.
That's, stop it.
That is Ken's. What it is. That is, every time I see a report from Ken's 5 out of San
Ken's
Antonio,
five.
It freaks me out.
Fake news.
But yes, the headline, love is in the air. At Ken's 5, as anchor Alicia Nevis shared the news of her engagement to Ken's 5 digital executive producer David Lynch.
Oh.
Yeah. Ripped us off.
Everyone's
that's right.
In the middle of another can't miss.
I love that.
KB and Heather Lee.